All right, Cal, this day is just getting underway here, but you guys have already taken a big team picture with the Blue Jays and gotten together and been invited to go out on the field, which I'm sure you will, the Shag Flies, and take grounders with the Jays. So far, what's this been like?
You know, it's pretty cool. It's something we would never have got to do if the Jays weren't so good about it, and it's cool that they brought some of their big-name guys, and I just can't wait to go talk to some of them out in the field.
And Jose Bautista specifically got all you guys around just to take a picture with him.
Yeah, he's a pretty nice guy. And he's not as big as I thought, considering he has freaking 50 home runs a year. So it's pretty cool.
Is this any different for you growing up with a big league father than it is for all these other guys?
Nah, it's just as exciting as everyone else. And besides, my dad's been retired for a couple years, so I haven't met a lot of these guys.
Did you get a chance? You got a chance to see him pitch, though, and to kind of hang out in big league clubhouses when you were a kid.
Yeah, I was actually at spring training a lot because we'd get out of school and go to Florida. So I got to do this a ton, but I missed it. And this is pretty cool getting to try it again.
We're with Cal Quantrill. Tell me about what this week has been like. You guys have been facing minor league teams and national teams and some big-time competition.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough start to the year. You've been inside all winter, and then you just get out and you're facing the Netherlands, who are amazing. So, you know what? It's good, though. It's good to start hard and try and get right into your groove, and it's good to play these guys because it's a win-win. You gain experience, or you do well. If you don't do well, then it's okay, too.
And the tougher the competition you face, the better that brings out in you guys. And maybe even the more hard lessons it teaches you.
Oh, for sure. You know what? If you're playing the best guys in the world, there's nothing, like, you can't lose anything. You're going to learn how to pitch those guys eventually. Might as well try and learn early.
Tell me about the World Cup the World Juniors qualifier. Canada wins the silver medal as part of what was a fantastic winter for Canadian baseball, with the senior team winning a gold and a bronze in a couple of tournaments as well. But what was that experience like for you, and getting a pitch in the gold medal game?
You know what? I wasn't even supposed to go to Columbia. I got to join on late, and it was probably the best baseball experience I've had in my entire life. It was fun. It was in a different country. It was playing against all these teams. We got to, after the whole thing, we got to go meet all the guys from other teams after and try and speak their language a little bit. You know, it was a ton of fun, and the success was just added, just bonus. It was just the best ever.
This is a question that usually gets asked of the hockey players, because, you know, playing for Team Canada in hockey has built itself into such a legendary status. But as a baseball player, what's it like to go out there with a maple leaf on your uniform to represent your country?
You know, it's really an honor, and I love every second I have of doing it, because you might not get to do it forever. So I'm just taking advantage of every second I got here.
All right, before we wrap it up, because I know you want to get out on the field, what's next? What do you see happening in your future? I'm assuming it's your draft year, because most of these guys draft year.
My draft year is next year, but you know what? It could go so many ways from here, so I'm just trying to live in the moment, do what I can now, and hopefully it all works out in the end. Get to play pro ball, go to university, something. It'll be fun. Either way.
Teenagers are not supposed to talk like this. That's a terrific outlook you got.
I don't know. I guess I've been listening to my dad too long.
All right. Well, keep doing it, and maybe it'll lead you wearing that other uniform in here. Thanks so much for this.
Yeah, thank you.